assistance for future farmers. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Many are concerned about the future of farming. Just who will take over this huge responsibility? And USDA Deputy Secretary Krista Harden says that includes many of the older and established farmers.
As farmers do age and they're looking at their own families and their own situations, they're really thinking about, is the next generation, or sometimes it's the skipped generation, wanting to come back to the farm or ranch.
Harden says likewise, there are many challenges for those completely new to the sector.
If you did not grow up on a farm or have access to land, that's the first hurdle, and it's a big one. There's only so much land, and it's very difficult, can be very costly, especially in certain parts of the country. So that is the biggest hurdle for someone who's really wanting to start out. If they don't own land, they're looking for land to lease, and that can be a big hurdle. Credit, availability of funding is also something we try to address at USDA and with partners like the Farm Credit System and the private industry, trying to make sure that there is credit available for someone who wants to farm. We have a lot of tools at USDA, and I hope we keep having more and more, but we need to have this conversation. We need to talk about it. We need to think about what these folks who want to come into agriculture actually need.
And that is being done thanks to the Farm Bill with a $100 million Beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Program, which has just recently made $19 million of that funding available for applications. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.